Don't have time to read that research paper you saved? Chelsea and Olivia want to help you out. We know how it is. That's why we read it for you. Welcome to the Exercise Science Too Long Didn't Read podcast.
Why, hello there.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Are you guys ready for part two of our little side note series, I guess you can call it?
Our exercising at home, what it's like to live. When you live exercise, how it can impact your daily life.
Yes.
I guess that's the theme.
So today is my turn. I'm Olivia. I'm the little sister. So I always like to start with this story whenever I talk about my journey, because I think it really defines how it's in my blood to be an exercise. I remember being very young and I would wake up early on like Saturday mornings before everyone else woke up. And Chelsea is 10 years older than I am, so she was a teenager. So whenever I was at this age, you know, 4 or 5 years old, she was a teenager, so she wouldn't wake up and play with me like I wanted her to.
Sorry.
Tired. Mom and dad never wanted me to wake them up unless absolutely necessary, which makes sense. But anyway, I learned how to turn on the TV by myself and I would watch TV. And then I would get our TV trays, which were these metal TV trays that had, it's a hoop on one side and then it's got the legs.
Mm-hmm. The brown ones?
Yeah. So the legs detached from the tray.
I don't know how they survived, both of us.
Especially with the abuse I put in them. So the legs were like a U shape, right? And then there's two pieces and there's a middle axis, which they can, you know, pivot.
There's like a nut or a pin.
Yeah, they can pivot.
They're stuck together, but you can
to get wider around. Or you can make them straight. I would get the ends, the flat end that would attach to the tray, and I would put it in my hands, and then I'd put my feet on the other side, and I made my own little rowing machine. So I would I would move my legs and my arms at the same time. So my arms are doing a pushing and pulling motion, and then so are my legs. And I would do that on the couch while watching TV.
I am so disappointed I don't remember this.
So that's my earliest memory of exercise, and that's outside of sports. I've been in sports since I was 3 years old.
Yep, we put you in T-ball.
Yeah, I started in T-ball. I played soccer starting at 4 or 5, and I played soccer until I was...
You were 3 and 4 with T-ball. I think you had to be 5 to start the soccer through the Y.
I didn't start at the Y. I played at the soccer club. I didn't play for the Y until
right.
I was closer to 10 years old and the soccer club was getting too expensive.
That's right. I forgot about that. Okay, sorry, continue.
So Chelsea grew up in Brownies and I grew up playing soccer and T-ball. But anyway, so fast forward about a decade and I'm a teenager and how being a teenager is and how hard it is. It's, you got the hormones and your body's changing and you're getting fat.
You know what bloating is for like the first time ever.
Right. So, and you want the people that you want to like you, whatever gender that is, and so on and so forth. So you want to be pretty. So I was still playing sports. I was playing soccer and basketball at that time. And the workouts were, I mean, I don't know if they just weren't enough or I just didn't consider it exercise. I don't know.
I don't either. Because you were a trainer, football trainer for a minute too, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was a water girl, basically. Oh. But the idea back then, even when I was 10, 11 years old, I wanted to be a physical therapist or an athletic trainer. And so that's why I was the water girl, or they called us the athletic trainers. Mm-hmm.
I guess I never really
student
knew
trainers
what you guys
or
did.
Something. Yeah. But we mostly just did water. I helped the athletic trainer one time when a kid got a concussion on the field. So, I mean, we would help, but we weren't, I mean, you're in middle school. You're really not allowed to do anything.
Yeah.
But
you're a liability at that point.
Right. Anyway, what's a side note story with that is one of the girls I was a trainer with, I actually ended up going to school to get my kinesiology degree with. She's a dance instructor, owns her own place kind of thing now, which is great. Anyway, so as Chelsea mentioned in the last episode, she did a Chalene Extreme with a friend of hers and me, and we would wake up really early in the mornings and we started doing these workouts and it felt good. I noticed changes. I was getting stronger and I started getting into the idea of exercise at that point. And
Welcome.
At some point shortly after that, my parents got a gym membership. And this is where it got dark for me as a teenager with low self-esteem, as I became obsessed with exercise. And I didn't learn.
I remember.
I didn't learn until I was about 2 years into it that I was anorexic.
Exercise anorexia.
I would only eat as many calories as I could burn in my workout. So I would eat 500 calories a day because that's how much I could burn on the elliptical. Yeah, it was bad.
I remember you being strict, but I didn't remember noticing anything unhealthy.
Well, the crazy thing was, is I still weighed 140 pounds.
Well, you can eat too little, which we've both learned the hard way.
Right. And what was my wake-up call? Because I thought I was doing good. I felt good. I didn't look anorexic or sick, because my healthy weight is also 140. So,
yeah.
But anyway, I went to the doctor's office for the first time to see my OBGYN and they did a blood draw and I passed out and had a seizure. And my wake up call.
I'm sorry. Rewind. You had a seizure?
Yes, I had a seizure. So when I passed out.
I am learning so much about you today that I did not know. And I'm like,
it's because you were in another state going to college when all this happened.
Yeah, but mom knew, right?
Yeah. Mom was there. Anyway.
Mom's probably listening to this going, I told her.
Probably.
And fair enough. I don't remember, which is most things in my life.
So basically the doctor said my seizure was just my body trying to wake itself back up. So what I did is I banged my head on the wall and I slithered myself out of my seat and I woke up on one of their, you know, exam beds in the doctor's office. And they were like, what have you eaten today? And I was like, a bag of Cheez-Its. And that was it. I had only had a bag of Cheez-Its that day. And
so like me, not only restricting, but making poor choices.
But then I did the reverse. I did the reverse once I had that wake-up call about me being exercise anorexic. I started noticing that not only was the restriction of my calories not good, but my getting irate when mom and dad wouldn't drive me to the gym. And just, I started realizing my emotional attachment to it and how upset I would get if I couldn't burn those calories, even though I would play soccer too.
Now, I do remember that. Maybe later when it was better, but I do remember you not exercising impacted your mood like all day and into the next day.
Oh, yeah. Which it still does. But for me now, when I don't exercise, it puts me in a depressive, anxious state because my body needs.
Craves it.
It needs it. But anyway, I began to be an overeater, which is another eating disorder. And I gained about 30 pounds. I would go
through food hoarding.
I don't know if it was just the emotional eating or because I was so upset that I had let myself have an eating disorder that I overcompensated and started overeating. So I would eat.
You never lost your disorder. You just flipped it on its head.
I did because it upset me so much.
You weren't treating the disorder. You were treating what you thought were your symptoms.
All the while I was still exercising. Even though I wasn't obsessed with it, I was still exercising and I was learning about strength training and I was, you know, learning like a layman person would. I mean, I didn't have school or teachers to textbooks, or I didn't know what the right sources were.
You had the Jujol.
Yeah.
Bodybuilding.com was one of my big sources of info.
I don't remember my sources, but I remember I was just trying to learn. And I wanted to be a physical therapist, but mm-hmm. I also wanted to be a baker because mm-hmm. all those cupcake TV shows were out at the time.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
So I was just having issues, and I can't remember when I realized that I was 160 pounds and I was tired of being fat, but I didn't know what to do to get there. And that's when I learned about My Fitness Pal, I believe, mm-hmm. from you.
You're welcome.
And I started being like, okay, so macros are a thing. I need to make sure I eat fruits and vegetables. And I started bringing my lunch every day.
Mm-hmm. That was a game changer for me too.
Yeah.
Home cooking, not getting processed junk.
I was still strict but I started disassociating my emotional side with my food.
You treated yourself.
I don't know how I did it. I can't really remember. But I started being like, okay, so it's fuel for my body. But I would also still try to enjoy it. I mean, I wouldn't eat food that I didn't like. Mm. So every day for lunch, I had a sandwich, baby carrots, and apple. And it was just so good. So good. I never got tired of it.
I'm definitely one of those people that, like, I will crave a salad sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want salad flavor in my face. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
Oh, yeah. So I start college and I decide I want to be a baker. That's what I go with. And so I go to a local school and I'm like, I'm going to get my general credits done. Save some money.
That's what I did too.
Yeah. I was like, I'll get general credits done, save my money, and then I'll move.
It's a good plan.
I wanted to move to Colorado and I found a school in Denver and mm-hmm. I was all set to go and ended up not being able to go. And it's very upsetting, but so very I ended terrible. Up staying and I met someone that forced me to join bowling club with them. And I met someone named Andrea and she was in the kinesiology degree. I asked her all the questions. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, this is a thing? This is, I can actually learn.
This is a degree?
Yeah, I can learn about what I want to do and all this stuff. So I started my path towards wanting to be a personal trainer. And my sophomore year, I started my degree in kinesiology. And that's when it really kicked off for me, was because I started getting educated. I started understanding the processes and I learned about diet and I learned about the right and the wrong, and it's impacted my life significantly. I was at my healthy weight of 140 pounds from the age of 18 to 28.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't matter what I did. I was a runner and then I stopped running and my weight didn't change. And it was all to do with my trying to actively always balance my diet and my exercise in a healthy way.
Mm-hmm. And you've done a good job.
I have. And then recently, I think my body's just getting older, so my metabolism's slowing down, and I'm trying to currently adjust to that.
Welcome to the 30s club, almost.
Yeah. That's the gist of my story. I got started in exercise when I was, 13, 14 years old with Chalene mm-hmm. Extreme. I played sports. I had gym membership and I exercised on my own when I was in college, and I was a runner, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've always loved running. You're the only person that could talk me into it enough to actually give it a go. I bought some nice shoes. Mm-hmm. I hate running. I hate it.
Well, and what's crazy is now that I don't run anymore, I hate it.
Oh.
Well, and I think my attention span has gotten a lot shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't stay in a run that long without being like, when is this going to be over?
That's what I'm thinking the entire time. Like, I just need to make it to that curb right. over there, or that driveway, or that whatever the marker is. I just have to make it there. And
it's not
I also feel like I'm going to die the whole time, but.
Yeah, for me, it's not that physical part. There's something that I, this masochistic about me that I like that.
But that can be a good thing.
Well, it focuses me. It focuses my brain with mm-hmm. my anxiety and everything. I, I go from being like, I wonder what they thought about me, to, okay, I need to breathe. I need to run. I need to put my one foot in front of the other. Here's my form. How's my posture?
And remember Tom Cruising.
Exactly. Envision Tom Cruise, channel him.
Mm-hmm.
Head stay even the whole time.
Blades upright.
But yeah, I don't know what else to talk about.
I was going to share, you talked about your earliest memory. I think with mine, with me, it was Dad had these sand ankle weights. Or he would have, I would hang on to his foot and he would drag me around the house. And
oh, I loved doing that.
Working his hip flexors and stuff. Carpet burn. But, you know, but I remember we would go for walks. Dad would walk me down to the Dairy Queen and I'd get a dip cone or a dilly bar or something. And then we'd walk back, and one, it took up a lot of time, but there was that. And then Dad had a barbell and a set of, I think, 15-pound dumbbells. They were heavy. They were way too heavy for me for a really long time. And the barbell, too. I think the barbell by itself, his wasn't a full... I think I finally weighed it, and I think I decided it weighed 20 pounds. It was a curl bar. Yeah, curl bar. So it weighed... I feel like it weighed 25 pounds, maybe.
I don't know.
Or maybe it was 15 as well. Something was 15, and it was really heavy for me for a long time. But I remember, like, watching Dad use it, and he, after a while, was, like, trying to get me to use it. And because he just saw, like, how skinny I was. I'm built a lot like our dad. Tall and lanky.
I'm short and stout.
But that's my earliest, and... I was just, anyway, you got me thinking about it, and I was like, oh, that's a nice memory.
Mm-hmm.
What is your plan for the next 30 days? What do you want to check in with the people about?
My plan for the next 30 days, because I've been bad about my produce, is to get back on track with eating my at least two fruits a day and like vegetable me. At lunch and dinner.
Cool.
That's my goal.
All right. Well, next time we'll start going through the articles that we've picked out, and we'll give you guys an update on our status in about a month. We'll see if we met our goals or not.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed these glimpses into our exercise, dieting, wellness, whatever past, and if mm-hmm. not... Sorry.
Skip it.
But if they've already gotten this far, they didn't skip anything. I guess they could skip the future ones. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Later.
Thank you for listening to the Exercise Science TLDR podcast show. If you want to hear more from us, please write a review and subscribe. Join us online at exerciscienctldr.com. Remember, if it's too long and you didn't read it, we read it so you don't have to.